Hi, my name is Ross Brown, and I'm a student at Camden County.
Very good. And what are you a student of?
I right now am a liberal arts and science major.
Fantastic. And how long have you studied here at Camden County College?
This is my first semester.
Excellent.
And it's been going very well.
And so today I'm going to ask you some questions about social connectedness in addition to your role in esports. So I'm going to start with just a very general question of how did you become part of the esports community here at Camden County College?
So I actually knew about it going into college, but I was very on the fence about it at first because I knew that I had the idea that it would be very competitive, and the fact that normally with sports teams they're expecting like the absolute best of people, and so me who I love video games but I was never really competitive, I was afraid of being a burden, so I was very nervous coming into this. But the more I spoke with the head of the esports, Sean, about it, and the more I just thought it over, I decided to just take a chance, and I'm now in the esports team, and
great.
I'm really happy to be here.
Well, that's great. So how has being part of the esports community impacted your social life, both, you know, inside and outside the gaming sphere?
So, yeah, I mean, I'd say honestly that it's given me a social life for the most part in a long time. I ended up making a ton of friends from my teammates and even people I've spoken to that are on other teams. And I think it's definitely improved my confidence and self-esteem a lot. And it made me, I think, being part of esports has given me, I feel like, more of a reason and want to be part of the community and like be involved and just overall participate more with everything related to the college or esports, etc.
That really is great to hear. So how have you maintained connections and relationships, you know, really with the fellow members of Cougar Esports and the coaches and even, you know, potentially people watching some of these esports activities?
Yeah, so all of my teammates, I stay in touch with on Discord, and we all have, even with the coach, we're in our group chats for the team, and all of us are always just talking to each other and just casually talking and chatting, and I'll call some of them very often, and I'll end up just playing video games with them, other video games that aren't even the one that I'm playing for. And I've even went out with friends outside of school and just hung out with them. And for the fans, I'd say that I try to watch the Twitch channel as much as I can. And yeah.
That's great. Do you think you would have these friends if you weren't part of Cougar Esports?
I feel like the way I think of it is that it was a mix of that I would not have had these friends, not necessarily because if I wasn't in esports. It was more or so that it gave me a confidence boost to encourage me to put myself out there and put myself in the environment to be given social interactions, and I've been able to make a lot of these friends.
That's fantastic. It really is. It's good. It's good to hear. So, what role do you think social media or you know something like Twitch really plays in building a sense of community and connectedness amongst esports players?
I mean, I think it gives a chance for everybody on esports to watch it, no matter where they're at, whether they're at home or at work, or it basically gives people a chance to tune in. And the fact that everything gets eventually like archived even onto YouTube, you you don't necessarily even have to be there live to watch it. Yeah. Everybody has a chance to still watch everything. And I think that really just helps with keeping people in the loop, even if they aren't able to witness live. And yeah.
It's great. Can you share a specific experience where your involvement in esports had a positive influence on your social interactions?
So, I mean, like I said before, some of the people on the team that I've met, I ended up becoming very close friends with. And I felt like being part of esports as well, like, encouraged me to want to, since going into esports was a huge jump to get out of my comfort zone, since I did that, I felt like, hey, this wasn't so bad. Maybe I should try and do more things that I'm not really comfortable with. And so I did, not too long ago, shoutcasting for the esports, and now I'm doing this podcast. And I feel like that is definitely one way esports ended up improving me effectively.
That's great. Well, again, I couldn't agree with you more. So what can the esports industry, so think about the business part of esports, or you know, again, even the college, what can esports do as a whole to further encourage or build social connectedness among players and fans?
You know, when I honestly find this a really interesting question, mostly because I feel like when I think of it, they already are doing, for the most part, everything they already could do, because I feel like when it comes to social interactions between fans, teammates, and players, I think there's also a lot of personal motivation that needs to be involved in how much people are going to interact with each other. Because, like, one thing I always think of is that, like, I was never forced into esports. I never chose to go into esports because I thought it would be cool. I genuinely wanted to do it because I wanted to be part of something and I wanted to put myself out there, and I thought that was the best place to start. And so I feel like when it comes to social connectedness and among everyone, you really need to, the esports community and organization can only do so much until a point where the individual themselves has to have an actual will and motivation to want to interact with people and put themselves out there.
That's great insight. Have you noticed any differences in the sense of community or connectedness between various gaming titles? So do you see a difference, let's say, between our Valorant team and how they connect with maybe a Smash team member in any way?
Yeah, so I think that while all of our teams are competitive, I feel like definitely that there probably are some that have different dynamics between teammates than others. Like, whenever I go to a game on Smash Night, we're always playing next to Siege. And those guys, when they're playing, they're always in the zone. And they'll still be really good, really friendly with each other, but they'll try their best and work really hard. And I think they'll try and also have very a positive aura around them and kind of try to be positive with each other. And I noticed too that even though we're all on different teams, all of us are still talking to each other, supporting each other, watching over each other while we're playing and cheering each other on. And so I feel like there definitely is a difference as well with competitiveness. Like, for example, in Smash, it's just the six of us, and a lot of us are just playing to just have a good time, while and some other people are also, like on the Siege team, a lot of them are trying to play to be a lot more serious.
Gotcha. So what advice would you give to an aspiring esports player? So maybe a freshman or a new recruit coming in somehow to the college about maintaining a healthy balance between gaming and social connecting?
So I think that when it comes to advice for someone who's just starting out, I would say the same thing that I kept trying to tell myself when I was starting to get into this, that if you want to put yourself out there, it's not going to happen on its own. If you want to be part of the esports and if you want to be in these commitments, you need to put in your own effort to show that you want to be a part and be part of the community with everyone and make friends. And I think as well to know your own limits. What I mean by that, for example, like, don't try to be someone you're not. Just be yourself around you. If you're bound to make friends who are like-minded with you and vibe with you, and that it's perfectly fine if somebody else doesn't feel the same way as you do, and to also just try new things and get out of your comfort zone.
It's great.
So, I mean, I want to jump in real fast as well, guys, and talk about, Dave, that previous question you had mentioned, talk about the different dynamics between the different titles. You know, and I think that one of the advantages to coming in person to these events is it really breaks down those walls, breaks down some of those barriers, because these teams have different dynamics, as Ross pointed out. But ultimately, they can be a little clicky, I think, in a vacuum. But suddenly, when everybody's in the arena, everyone does kind of come together as one entity. I think the best example of that was when the Rocket League team won their divisional championship just a couple of days ago, and it was the Rainbow Six team that was cheering even more loudly than the Rocket League team, getting behind Coach Jake, and it was just really exciting to see that. And again, just speaking to that social connectedness. I think playing in the arena, going out for esports here on whatever team it may be, just really adds to that.
And I've seen it from an observation standpoint coming into the space, be it here in the studio where we're at right now and watching the team members eating, chatting, talking, laughing together. It really is... really a key part of this, of really what was built here as part of our esports culture here at Camden County College. So all great examples. So Ross, one final question. You mentioned you're a liberal arts major. Where do you see your career going? Is this something that you think you'll stay connected with? Is this just a stepping stone to another area?
The esports?
Yeah.
So honestly, when I first started doing this, I didn't necessarily come into it thinking that I wanted to pursue a career in it. Mm-hmm. It was more so to, I think, help me get out of my own comfort zone and just try and be part of the school and whatever. And but I mean, I don't really have right now a set idea of a career I want to do. So anything is possible. And so I'm pretty much just letting it go with the flow and seeing where everything goes from here.
That's great. Yeah. Well, thank you, Ross.
Of course. Thank you for having me.